Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. Super excited to be with you today. You know, I've been on several podcasts recently, and this question, as well as questions from you, have been around this very subject that we're going to talk for a few minutes about today. And that is this. People asking me, Chad, how do I turn my determination into results? You know, when I'm working with individuals, when I'm working with companies, organizations, I'll talk to them about the importance of determination. I'll talk to them about the importance of being focused and determined in what you want to accomplish. And they go, okay, but how do I take that determination so that I can actually get results? Because as I've shared with you before, I've been to conferences, as I know many of you have that are listening, where you're sitting down talking to someone, thinking to yourself, wait a second, I'm more passionate than this person. I'm more driven than this person. I think I may be even smarter than this person. Why is it that they're experiencing a level of success that I'm not having? I'm determined, but what do I need to add to my determination so I can see the results that I want, so I can live the life that I want, so that I can hit my full potential? Now, with that being said, today I'm going to just outline five specific things you can do to turn your determination into results. And I promise you, you apply these, you'll be stunned at what happens. You'll be stunned what happens quickly. You see, the reality is success can happen quickly because oftentimes you've been spinning your wheels. You haven't been doing just very small things that really can alter the outcome that you're hoping for, that you really want and frankly deserve. So with that being said, let me give you number one. Number one is this: translate determination into daily discipline. You have to be creating habits daily that you're doing. Now, when I say you have to be creating habits daily, the reality is you already are engaged in habits every day. You are. If I were to go back and look at what you've done, what you did last week, there are habits that are already there. But the question becomes, are those habits getting you to where you need to be? And so the very first thing is you need to be sitting down and creating that daily discipline, those daily habits that are going to get you to where you want to be. Because I'm confident that everyone listening, myself included, we've had those experiences where we've sat down for a day and we've gone, or at the end of the day, and we're like, what did I really accomplish today? And we maybe even found ourselves drifting, when in reality, if we create those daily habits every day to get us to where we need to be. So that's number one. So really translate your determination into daily discipline. Now, number two is define deadlines. Okay, you have to define deadlines. I remember better than a year ago, my wife came up to me and said, hey, we want to take our family for Christmas to the Dominican Republic. She's like, that'll be great. My son had been there with our church doing a mission there. And there was some, you know, some excitement to return to the Dominican Republic. And she said, I want to take all our children, all our kids, that all their spouses, grandchildren, everyone in the Dominican Republic, right? Well, you know, when you have nine kids and four daughter and son-in-laws and grandkids and everything, that, you know, that can be a, you know, a fair amount of money. But that deadline, it's amazing how all of a sudden, when you're clear on your deadline, the resources are available and we get there. Now, I also combine the fact that our daughter, Reagan, moved to Puerto Rico before. So my wife came to me several months before that and said, hey, I've got a better idea. Let's add Puerto Rico to the beginning. And so we spent a week in Puerto Rico and a week in the Dominican Republic with our entire family. The point is, Cassie was clear in the timeline. And when you're clear in the timeline and you're working towards those goals, You're creating your guardrails that are going to guide you to where you need to be. So do you have the deadline? So number one is determination of the daily discipline. And then that second one, deadlines that are defined. You really have to have those deadlines that are defined, and you'll be stunned at what happens when you're working towards those. And we all remember, we all remember that time in school, when the teacher said something had to be done by a certain deadline, we were stunned at what we could accomplish when we knew we had a deadline. But you have to, and I want to combine one and two just for a moment, you have to have the discipline to really focus on that deadline and not continue to move that deadline back. So you have to have the discipline to be doing those little habits, but also that defined deadline that'll help you get to where you need to be. Now here, number three. You have to track the progress. You have to track the progress. You have to have some sort of a scorecard. You have to have a scorecard to help you see whether you're winning or whether you're losing. Ask yourself that question. Do you know whether you are winning or are you losing? You know, people come to me and say, Chad, I want to be successful at this. I want to be more effective here. I want to be a better leader. I want to make more money. Whatever it is, they come to me and they ask. And I ask them, do you have a scorecard that's helping you track your progress? Years and years ago, I had a mentor by the name of Jay Citrude who absolutely changed my life. When I first got into sales, the very first thing he introduced to me was that scorecard. He said, listen, Chad, I said, well, Jay, how many hours should I work a week? He goes, I don't care. I said, what do you mean you don't care? He goes, this is the score that I need to see at the end of the week. Hours mean nothing to me. Hours mean nothing to me. I need you to hit these points over the course of the week. And so if you're sitting back and you're truly wanting to turn your determination into results, a scorecard is not only a nice to have, it is a must to have. And Jay completely changed my future by introducing that important principle of the scorecard, but even more importantly, tracking the progress. Okay, so that's number three, because too many of us are hoping that things will work out when we're saying, I'm determined, but we don't really know what the score is. And we aren't really working towards anything because we are playing on a basketball court with no basketball hoops. And we're dribbling up the ball up and down the court with such great determination. And we don't know what the score is because we haven't even really defined where the hoops should be. So think about that for a moment. Have you created a scorecard to help track your progress so that your determination actually gets turned in to results? Okay, here's number four. And I know you've heard me talk a lot about this, but I'm going to continue to talk a lot about it because it is massive in achieving the goals you hope to achieve. And that is this. Are you surrounding yourself with people that are going to keep you accountable? Are you surrounding yourself with the right driven people? As we have talked before, you are the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with. That's a fact. You know, it's 100% true. My best friend from high school was a young man by the name of Brian Jones. And Brian Jones, I remember when I graduated from high school, a guy came up to me and said, I can't remember, are you Kirby or Jones? And the reason why is because in his mind, we were interchangeable because Brian and I, we hung out together. We were always together. And the reality is we were so much like each other, he couldn't even remember whether it was Kirby or Jones because we were the same person. And I tell my children that all the time. And I'm telling all of us and reminding all of us that we are the sum total of the five people that we spend the most time with. Are you Kirby or Jones? Because we're always, always, always reflecting and acquiring the traits of those that we are spending the most time with. Now, when I just want to add one other point to that is if you can then also introduce a competitive atmosphere with those individuals. I remember, by the way, when I started my career in selling, there was another individual who started a month before me, and his name was Peter Van Monfrans. And Peter was setting all sorts of records. And I remember my first company meeting, I was sitting there and I listened to the main, our CEO, our boss, praise Peter. And I remember him talking about all the records he broke and this, every single one of those. And I really enjoy Peter, just a wonderful individual. But every single one of those records that that CEO, that boss said, stated, in my mind, I said, okay, I'm beating that. And I beat every single one of them. Because when you can create that competitive environment, it allows you, it enables you to reach even higher goals. Same thing happened when I had the opportunity to start years ago when I started selling from stage. When I was selling products from stage at events and presentations, I was pushed by an individual by the name of Dan Ralphs. And I remember listening to Dan, and I remember watching Dan set his goals. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, and Dan was super gifted individual, an incredible speaker. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to beat every single one of them, right? And so when we surround ourselves not only with high achievers, but people that will help push us so that we therefore can deliver at an even higher level, it is tremendous. Here, I mean, think about so many decades ago, Peter Van Monfrans and I were working in the same company. And I, to this day, still remember his name because he caused me to push myself. And he was a super talented individual as well. And same with Dan Ralphs. So you surround yourself with people that will not only hold you accountable, but that will push you. I had a similar experience with another sales individual. When I was selling from stage, he was selling on the phones, Rob Haggerty. And Rob's super gifted salesperson, phenomenal. I used to tell him all the time, you know, Rob, I can outsell you. And he would say, maybe from stage, but on the phone, I can outsell you. Anyway, being around Rob pushed me and helped me see things differently because Rob was such a driven, gifted individual. And to this day, consider him such a dear friend. And the reality is because he pushed me. He wanted me to be better. I think he did. I kid. But the reality is we pushed each other. Because when you are hanging around exceptional people, and I want you to take inventory. And on the podcast I was on last week, I wanted to make it very clear that I was not asking people to take inventory of your friends and call them up and say, sorry, you didn't make the cut. You know, sorry, you didn't make the cut and go through. That's not what I'm suggesting. But what I am suggesting is that you really take inventory of the people you're spending the most time with. Because the reality is you begin to become like them. And the one thing I just want to make sure you are all listening and very sensitive to, and that is negative energy. Make sure you are very guarded in that negative energy that sometimes people close to us possess. We have to be careful and committed to only having that positive energy in our associations. And that takes us right to number five, which is turn every setback into adjustments. Turn every setback into adjustments. Think about that for a moment. What some people consider failures, truly determined people that turn determination and results, don't view them as failures, but simply setbacks that we can adjust and make ourselves better. We never turn them into excuses. We completely rid ourselves of that victim mentality. Now, I share that with number five and number four. They go hand in hand because the reality is with number four, surrounding yourselves with the right people that will help you keep accountable, those individuals will help you see setbacks as things that you simply need to adjust and not excuses. Because I promise you this, if you surround yourself with the wrong people, then what in reality happens is you begin to make excuses. And it then fosters that victim mentality to where you think, oh, I can't believe it. And you start pointing fingers. And instead of making adjustments, you're making excuses, which then bring in that negative energy. You have to be fiercely committed to only positive energy. And when you embrace that positive energy, and when you only associate closely, and I say closely, with those with that positive energy, you will be steamrolling towards success. You will begin to see your determination yield the fruits of results. And that's the reality. So let me just quickly recap those five powerful tools that will turn your determination into results. Okay. So first, the daily discipline. You have to take that determination and put it into daily discipline, things you're going to do every single day to move the ball forward. One of the great traps we all fall into is we mistake busyness for progress, right? When in reality, and I heard it just yesterday or last week when I was on Morgan's podcast, and he said, we mistake busyness for achievement. And Morgan Peterson is one of the most successful investors. He's just a phenomenal individual. But he's like, yeah, we mistake busyness for achievement. And we do. Okay, so really take that determination and turn it into daily discipline. Number two, make sure you have those deadlines. Make sure you know when you're taking the family to Puerto Rico or the Dominican or both, right? Be clear in your determination of your destiny of where you're going to be. Okay, that's number two. Number three, make sure you're tracking that progress. Make sure you have the scoreboard that's going to help you track your progress, okay? Number four, make sure, and as I've emphasized over and over again, make sure you're surrounding yourselves with people that are going to hold you accountable. And again, as I talked about, even better, introducing that competitive piece of the equation. And number five, turn your setbacks into adjustments, not excuses. And when you do these five things and you apply them to your determination, because as we have talked about before, the more clarity you have, the more determination you will have as well, because you get excited when you see the destination. There is a reason why when you were a little kid, you used to get excited about Christmas approaching, because it was a deadline. If for some reason Christmas was just whenever, and your parents never gave you any idea, or whatever holiday you perhaps celebrate, it has to have the deadline so that you can really get excited about it. Then understand that those setbacks, they can't become excuses. Simply make adjustments so that you can get to where you need to be. The reality is this. Determination is awesome. It's exciting. You get fueled by that determination. But if you are not doing those five things that I just outlined here, that determination isn't going to yield the results that you know you can deliver. Those results will come as you apply those five principles. It was great being with you all. Apply those five principles and you'll be stunned at the success you'll be able to achieve. Now go have a tremendous day. Bye now.